that's where I'll have to leave you, my darlings. I know, I know. I want to hang out more too, but there's no rest for the wicked, right? I've got places to go and people to do. I mean, see? Oh, I'm just teasing. You know I'm living the hell out of that hashtag single life. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to donate to the fundraiser. Every dollar helps towards saving the environment. Ta-ta, lovelies. Oh, how fucking exhausting. I can't wait till my fundraiser hits its goal, and then I'll finally have enough money to buy this island instead of renting it and just fully leave this bleeding heart bimbo persona behind. Peter? Peter! Come, take my luggage from me, and my phone while you're at it. I don't want to have to even think about those losers while we're flying to paradise. What do I even pay you for if you aren't already here when I need you? Huh? All work, no play makes mummy very sad. Now go get me some champagne, there's a good boy. And I want total privacy. I mean, thank goodness for that green screen. Can you imagine if any of my followers knew I had a private plane? They wouldn't shut up about it. Oh, wow, wow, she said she was pro-environment, but she has a private plane. What can I say? Oil shares pay better, and oil tycoons are already familiar with keeping information from the public when required. Peter, what are you still doing here? I told you to go get me a glass of champagne. God, you might as well get me the full bottle as well if you're going to be this slow. When I demand something from you... Okay. Goodness. It's hard to get good help these days. Now I can just lie back and... Huh? Who are you? New flight attendant? Yeah, I'll have to talk to Peter. All personnel changes need to be approved. Oh, but... Okay. You do have my champagne. Well, you're certainly starting off on the right foot. I can see that. Goodness. That hits the spot. I can feel my stress beginning to evaporate already. Quieting my mind. Yeah, leave the bottle. I'll call you when I need you. You want a picture? I'm sorry, but no. Peter should have briefed you on... Hey, I said no. Why are you... Yes. So, no. No, no, wait. Wait. I demand that you stop and... Yes, sir. Thank you. Wait. Sir? No, 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 stop. My head, please, please, I said, yes, thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. What was I saying? I can't remember. My head feels fuzzy. Oh, I was saying how much I love having pictures taken of me. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I am an influencer. Just as you say. I must love to be looked at. Yeah. I must be. Wait. No. I'm not a vain bitch. You can't talk to me that way. What? Another picture? Well, I mean, I love having my picture taken, of course. You can take another picture. Yes, thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. How was that? Oh. You think you know how I can be more visually appealing? Darling, I'm not sure I need help on that front. Please, I have millions of followers. Did you just call me arrogant? How dare you? I should call Peter and tell him to throw you off the plane mid-flight. Yeah, of course you can take another picture. I mean, I suppose I... Yes, thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Wasn't there something... Oh, you say Peter hired you directly? Because he knew I loved getting my photo taken. Yeah, of course he does. So he hired a fan with photography skills to take my photo more regularly. Well, I suppose he isn't entirely useless then. I do love being looked at. That's why I'm so successful after all. The camera loves me, and I love it. And who would understand that better than a fan? You know, Peter practically needs me to think for him most of the time. Good to know he picked up that skill. Oh my god. Forgive me, sorry, I've never laughed like that before in my entire life. This is very good champagne, by the way. It almost feels like... What was I saying? Sorry, my thoughts keep popping. Like they sort of form and then they just... disappear. Pop, 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 pop. Like bubbles. You put something in my drink. You put something in my drink. What? Wait, but no. Of course you can take another picture. But wait, I... Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. I should be a slutty bimbo if I want people to look at me. What? People like to look at slutty bimbos. Yes, I suppose that's true. So much depraved pornography online after all, so I suppose that makes sense. And I do want people to look at me. And, well, I am already giggling like a bimbo. So, what do I do next? I accept that my head is empty? Well, that's easy. With my thoughts pop, pop, popping, it already feels like my brain is just full of bubbles. I should imagine that, like, every time a thought pops, a piece of my identity falls away. Wait, that's a little much, don't you think? I mean, Yes, thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Right, I suppose if my brain really is just bubbles and my thoughts keep popping, eventually there'll be nothing left. So, my identity popping away with my thoughts just makes sense. But, wait, I'm scared. What happens to me when there's nothing left? Oh, yes. God, you're so right. Peter will take care of me. That is his job, of course. But, what will he be taking care of? What will I be? You can help me. Please. Please help me. I don't want to be just some empty shell. Your camera? I don't understand. How will that help? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, I see. Thank you for explaining. It is so cool that your camera can put thoughts directly into someone's head like that. That sounds so useful for a bimbo like me. When my head is empty, you can just put new things in there. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, so you did just put something new in my brain. Oh, that's so cool. Hey, I just realized that I don't look nearly enough like the slutty bimbo that I am. Let me take these clothes off. You know, you're so right. I should rip the clothes as I take them off so I'm not tempted to put them back on. I have a nail file that's perfect for the job. Here we go. There goes my top. This is fun. Now my pants, right? Okie dokie. This is fun. Yay! No more pants. I'll just put these dreary rags over on this other seat like this. There we go. Now I'm in my underwear. That's much better suited for a bimbo like me. Wait. You want me to rip those too? But then you'll see my vagina. And my breasts. What's going on? I've never acted like this in my life. It feels so submissive. Usually I'm ordering a guy around, but I guess I could rip the rest of my clothes if it'll make me look prettier for your camera. I do like the way you're looking at me now. I like to be looked at, you know? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. You know what? You're so right. You're so right, sir. I'm being so silly. I really ought to be less of a stuck-up prude if I ever want to be successful as an influencer. Yay! Now you can look at all of me. It feels so good that you can see my breasts and vagina now. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're totally right. Bimbos don't say words like that. I'm glad you get to see my slutty titties and my tight cunt, sir. It makes me so horny when people objectify me. That's why I decided to be an influencer.
What's going on? What's happened? My head. It's so fuzzy. Fuzzy.
I love that word. It's such a silly word. Fuzzy. Fuzzy. It almost rhymes with slutty. And cunty. And Bambi. Those are bimbo words. That's why it's such a great description of a silly bimbo brain. A silly word for a silly, soft, moldable mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I got
my brain wasn't focused on cock or submission. I was a bad girl. Yeah. Wait, really? You have a special outfit just for me? And it's gonna help me to be a good little bimbo? Yay! But wait, bimbos always need to have their holes and tits ready. Oh, the outfit is It has easy access. Okay, that's so perfect. You're so smart to plan that for me. What a silly, stupid little girl I'm being. Worrying about whether an outfit chosen by such a smart and a handsome man would make it convenient for men to come up and fuck my slutty twat or torture my tits whenever they want. I should have known you'd never make me do anything I was uncomfortable with. Please, if you order me to wear an outfit, I'm not really betraying my bimbo nature. I'm still respecting the fact that I'm too stupid to make decisions for myself. Okay, let's do it. Do you want to give me the outfit, or do you want to put a new thought inside my head first so I don't mess it up? Oh, you're so sweet. Not wanting to accelerate the deletion of my mind. Most of my thoughts are gone anyway, though, so it really isn't a big deal. a hula outfit. Oh my god, it's totally adorable. And the skirt is so small. Everyone will always be able to see my cunt. Aw, that's so sweet of you to consider. Oh, and instead of a bra, you've got me two little nipple clamps. Oh, and they have adorable little flowers on the end to fit with my hula skirt. Oh, sir, you're so thoughtful. Good idea. And when I get a chance, I should get flower nipple piercings instead. Mm-hmm. Could you put them on my tits, sir? Please. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. So sorry, sir. My titties are just so sensitive and slutty. The abuse is making my tight cunt ache for cock. Anyway, now just the skirt. There we go. Do I look pretty? Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you want more pictures to post on my socials? Of course, sir. Of course, let's show off my new outfit. How do you want me? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Push out my slutty titties, okay? How is this? Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, yes, sir. I'll gag myself with my fingers, too. That's a great... yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Yes, sir. Sorry for choking without your hand around my throat. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh, yes, sir. I will masturbate and drool all over my tits like a mind-melted toy. I bet I can do cross-eyed too. Make myself look even more of a dumb cunt. Fuck. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, I'm so fucking dumb. My cunt is so fucking tight. Oh, fuck. Look at me drool. Watch me drool for you. You dumb bimbo drooling. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. You know, Most people pay their social media handlers. And now you're my handler too, so you should be paid double. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like that's not enough for how much you've helped me. I feel like I should thank you somehow. Yes, thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Of course. Obviously, I should suck your cock and let you fuck my cunt. My holes are always ready to be used, and I'm way too dumb to finish my orgasms by myself anyway. Would you believe I've just straight up forgotten how to come without a cock in my cunt? I literally can't do anything but edge unless I can get a man willing to pound my poor cunt. So, it's a good thing that you put a new thought inside of my head before I came. Wouldn't I have looked so dumb trying to come without a cock pounding me? Oh yeah, duh. Of course you can believe I forgot something like that. You and your camera are the only reason I still have thoughts inside my head anyway. Anyway, I'll just kneel like a good girl and take your cock out, sir. Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, sir. You have such an amazing cock. Oh, any preferences on how you want to fuck my face, sir? Oh, sure. I'll just submissively open my mouth and you can grab my hair and Oh, sir. Yes, sir. Your cock does feel amazing in my mouth. It tastes so good. Oh, sir, you're such a beautiful cock. Such a beautiful cock. I love it when you fuck my face like that, sir. I love it. I'm so wet from just having your cock in my face. So used. I get you needing a little break though. You put a lot of work into fitting my useless face cunt as roughly as possible. You know, pulling my hair like that really hurts. I really appreciate that kind of abuse. It keeps my cunt nice and wet for when men want to fuck me. Mm-hmm. I'm just so glad I didn't get a haircut recently, so it was long enough for you to control my head with properly. But you're right, sir. I should get pigtails, so my head could be forced around even better. So, you said you were a fan? For how long? I bet all Peter had to do was tell you what a bitch I really was, and you were immediately on board to help me look all pretty and sort my thoughts out properly. I'm curious, though. When you were watching my live streams, how often did you imagine me on my knees or on my back taking a cock in my fuckholes? I bet it was like a whole load of times. Yeah, duh. I bet you weren't the only one who was less of a fan of me and more of a fan of my body. I mean, I always knew I was hot, but honestly, looking back, I feel like the way I look is better suited for pleasing men than any kind of personal success or self-empowerment or anything. Ew. Oh, you're ready to feel my cunt now? Yay! I'm so wet for you. I'll just turn around and present my wet cunt for you, okay? Then you just fucking rail me. Okay? Ready, sir? Come on. Come and break your empty-headed little whore. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. That's it. Yeah. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. Pound me. Pound me. Make me your fuck toy. Fuck, your cock sneeze. Look, I've teased my fans for so long. It's only fair that, it's only right that you get to take me and use me and break me. Oh, look. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Oh, God, fuck. That's it. Fuck, trick me. Oh, fuck. Thank you, sir. Thank you for abusing my cunt. Thank you for teaching me how to be a proper whore. Make me dance. Are you gonna come in me, sir? Are you gonna come in, you broken little bitch? I'm so ready to be filled. Oh, sir, please. Yes. Fuck, oh my god, I'm gonna go. To spill a little.
window. We're almost at the island I'm planning to buy. Oh, you're so smart. It was such a good idea to turn me into a brainless little whore on the way here. What's an island paradise without a free slave, right? Only if I'm the free slave, who's gonna own the island? And me, for that matter. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my picture. Please fill my empty mind. Oh my God, of course! Of course! Peter will own me! And the island, of course. I'll make sure to transfer everything I have to him. He's had to put up with me being such a mean cunt for so long. I'll be happy to serve him for the rest of my life. You're such a good friend to him. I'm so happy he found you and hired you. I'm sure he'll let you stop by and use me sometimes. I mean, Peter will be my only master, of course, but there's no reason he wouldn't find enjoyment in renting me out to someone like you, sir. Oh, duh. Of course you already have an agreement. I forgot. You're responsible for all the thoughts in my head. I'm such a silly, stupid little girl. Oh, speaking of, once I unpack for me and Master, I'll need to sign up for a campsite and get the rest of my fans to follow me over there, since, obviously, I'm gonna get banned from everywhere. Well, after you expose me as a cum-guzzling bimbo whore. I know, some will be upset that they're not helping the environment like they wanted to, but I think most will be pretty happy that they get the consolation prize. Sarah, you're the best. Thank you so much. It was about time I got what I deserved.